September 28th is St. Wenceslas Day, or the Day of Czech Statehood, and this year it is dedicated to Czechs in exile. To mark the occasion, Czech Radio, Czech Television and the Czech Foreign Ministry are co-hosting a project called Czechs in Exile, which aims to bring more insight into the life of Czechs who have settled abroad and made their mark there while maintaining strong links to their native country. The head of Radio Prague, Miroslav Krupička, explains the idea behind the project.
The estimate is that about 2.5 million of Czechs, or people of Czech or sometimes Czechoslovak origin, live abroad, most of them in the US, and it's a number of people. So the idea is to bring those people from abroad together with the Czechs living here and have them exchange ideas, interact somehow, to put those two worlds that are basically separated, to put them together. There's a number really of interesting events. One of them is the expatriate conference. This will start on Wednesday. It's a two-day event. There are about 200 people registered so far from about more than 20 countries, as far as I remember. And they will exchange ideas about how they live, what they do in their communities, what their problems are, whether they keep the language Czech, whether it's important to keep their culture. A special book will be published on the Czechoslovak exile, and so on and so forth. So it's really a festival of events and publications.
Oh, apart from portraying the life of Czechs abroad, this project, actually, in it, radio and TV listeners have the chance to elect by popular vote the greatest Czech living abroad. Can you tell us who is in the running for this honour and how the contest works?
We appealed, or the Czech radio appealed to the public, to the listeners, to send us, to give us nominations. And there were hundreds of nominations of various Czechs living abroad. We selected 20 of them, both important and interesting and publicly known people, and those unknown, scattered around the world of all age groups and so on, so that, you know, we have a good representation of 20 people. And then in the past 4 weeks, listeners of the Czech radio had a chance to vote, to give votes to those 20 personalities. The vote was closed on Friday. We are now counting the votes. Among the best three, or the top three, there are Bohdan Pomahač, the doctor living in the US that does the plastic surgery, then Madeleine Albright, the former US Secretary of State, and Bjelagran Jensen, the woman from Norway who launched a centipede movement. It's a charity movement. So the winner will be announced on the day of the Czech statehood, on the 28th of September, this Friday, at the National Theatre. There'll be a sort of final celebration of all the exile activities, and the winner will be announced at this festive evening on Friday.
The head of Radio Prague, Miroslav Krupička, talking about the Czechs in Exile project linked to this year's St. Wenceslas Day. If you'd like to hear more about the event and why Czech expats have had such a hard time getting accepted by the Czech society, tune in to the full interview with Miroslav Krupička in Panorama on Thursday.